This is Sean with Voice to Live On and Voice to Live On for Veterans and Voices Assailing. I'm here with James Hubbard. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So how many times have you been on the Fagawi?
This is the first time.
First time.
Yep.
Did your boat ever go sideways?
Actually, sailing up to Hyannis, I took it to about 13.9 knots. So yeah, we went sideways as I heeled into the wind that day. But as far as Fagawi, no.
Was it a little nerve-wracking?
Not so much, you know, because Jack was still laughing at me, so it was fine, you know. I knew we weren't in danger. We were still moving.
All right, so what division of the military did you go into?
Army, I branched infantry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you were young, what was your original motivation to go in?
There was none. So my brother went in five years before me, and I said, definitely not for me. And then as it came time getting closer to make a decision, I said, you know what? That makes sense. Let's do that. So went to West Point after him, and the rest is history.
And where were you deployed?
So I was actually deployed west of Senegal for a few months, and then also around the Arabian Peninsula based out of Kuwait, but we hit over to Oman and Jordan as well.
Okay. So what was your specialty?
Fixing things. Very, very broad. So a lot of the jobs I held didn't exist before me, but they were like, hey, Nate, figure this out. They ended up being very logistics-based. A lot of times I was calling or jumping over on a helicopter to go over and meet someone face-to-face to figure out what we had to do to move people, ammunition, whatever it was in between countries. So a lot on the fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you not been active?
Oh, no, I'm still active.
You are?
Yep.
So when's your next deployment, or do you know?
I probably won't have one. I think I've got about a year left in, based out of D.C. with the Old Guard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Bob has started a nonprofit that's Operation Set Sail.
Right.
It's going to be teaching veterans how to sail as a team. Mm-hmm. Can you see from this experience with everybody else how it brings you even closer together?
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
What were some of your favorite highlights about it?
Teaching people on the boat how to sail while equally shitting on them. It was just a good holding people accountable for being very with themselves, no matter how many beers they'd had before. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What inspires you about serving, just in general?
You know, it's just I guess just something greater than yourself is always important. That's the initial drive, and then once you get there, that initial drive is almost eclipsed by the people that you're serving with, mm-hmm. on either side of you. Whether it's you're going through a basic course and you go, hey, you know, I'm going through with my friend, or I'm going through and I'm going, hey, I'm worried I'm not going to get out. Well, look at this guy. This guy sucks. You know, I'm going to make it. But at the end, you all make it together, and I think that can be kind of taken on a broader spectrum for serving in general. You're just eventually there to get the job done with your buddies who all care about something greater than themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So how long do you think you'll stay active?
I think this is my last year in.
Yeah.
And so it'll be 8 years total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for your service. And we're going to get your contact info, too. Everybody's going to have access to all the interviews.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got it. This is supported by Crown Haven Wealth Advisors and Smart Money Radio on WIBC. And Operation Set Sail.